God's utterance. The seven thunders peal, prophesying that the gospel of the kingdom shall spread throughout the universe. I am spreading my work among the Gentile nations. My glory flashes throughout the universe. My will is embodied within a scattering of men, all steered by my hand and setting about the tasks I have assigned. From this point on, I have entered into a new age, bringing all men into another world. When I returned to my homeland, I commenced yet another part of the work in my original plan, so that man would come to know me more deeply. I regard the universe in its entirety and see that it is an opportune time for my work. So I hurry back and forth, doing my new work upon man. This is a new age, after all, and I have brought new work to take more new people into the new age and to cast aside more of those that I shall eliminate. In the nation of the great red dragon, I have carried out a stage of work unfathomable to human beings, causing them to sway in the wind, after which many quietly drift away with the blowing of the wind. Truly, this is the threshing floor I am about to clear. It is what I yearn for, and it is also my plan. For many wicked ones have crept in while I am at work, but I am in no hurry to drive them away. Rather, I shall disperse them when the time is right. Only after that shall I be the fountain of life, allowing those who truly love me to receive from me the fruit of the fig tree and the fragrance of the lily. In the land where Satan sojourns, the land of dust, there remains no pure gold, only sand. And so, meeting with these circumstances, I do such a stage of work. You should know that what I gain is pure, refined gold, not sand. How can the wicked remain in my house? How can I allow foxes to be parasites in my paradise? I employ every conceivable method to drive these things away. Before my will is revealed, no one is aware of what I am about to do. Taking this opportunity, I drive away those wicked ones, and they are forced to leave my presence. This is what I do to the wicked, but there will still be a day for them to do service for me. The desire of men for blessings is much too strong. Therefore, I turn my body around and show my glorious countenance to the Gentile nations, so that men may all live in a world of their own and judge themselves, while I go on saying the words that I should say and supplying men with what they need. When men come to their senses, I will have long since spread my work. I shall then express my will to men and begin the second part of my work upon men, letting all men follow me closely so as to coordinate with my work, and letting men do everything in their ability to carry out with me the work that I must do. None have faith that they will see my glory, and I do not compel them, but rather remove my glory from mankind's midst and take it to another world. When men once again repent, then I shall take my glory and show it to even more of those of faith. This is the principle by which I work. For there is a time when my glory leaves Canaan, and there is also a time when my glory leaves the chosen. Furthermore, there is a time when my glory leaves the whole earth, causing it to grow dim and plunging it into darkness. Even the land of Canaan shall not see the sunlight. All men will lose their faith, but none can bear to leave the fragrance of the land of Canaan. Only when I pass into the new heaven and earth shall I reveal the other part of my glory first in the land of Canaan, causing a glimmer of light to shine forth in the whole earth, sunk in pitch dark night, so that the whole earth will come to the light. Let men all over the earth come to draw strength from the power of the light, allowing my glory to increase and appear anew to every nation. Let all humanity realize that I have long ago come to the human world and long ago brought my glory from Israel to the east. For my glory shines from the east, where it was brought over from the age of grace to this day. But it was from Israel that I departed, and from there that I arrived in the east. Only when the light of the east gradually turns white will the darkness across the earth begin to turn to light. And only then will man discover that I have long ago gone from Israel and am rising anew in the east. Having once descended into Israel and later departed from it, I cannot again be born into Israel, because my work leads all of the universe, and what is more, the lightning flashes straight from east to west. For this reason, I have descended in the east and brought Canaan to the people of the east. I wish to bring people from all over the earth to the land of Canaan, and so I continue to issue forth utterances in the land of Canaan to control the entire universe. At this time, there is no light in all the earth apart from Canaan, and all men are imperiled by hunger and cold. I gave my glory to Israel and then took it away, and afterward I brought the Israelites to the east, and all of humanity to the east. I have brought them all to the light, so that they may be reunited with it, and be in association with it, and no longer have to search for it. I shall let all who are searching see the light again, and see the glory I had in Israel. I shall let them see that I have long ago come down upon a white cloud into the midst of mankind. Let them see the countless clouds of white and fruits in their abundant clusters. And what is more, let them see Jehovah God of Israel. I shall let them look upon the Master of the Jews, the longed-for Messiah, and the full appearance of me, who have been persecuted by kings throughout the ages. I shall work upon the entire universe, and I shall perform great work, revealing all my glory and all my deeds to man in the last days. I shall show my glorious countenance in its fullness to those who have waited many years for me, to those who have longed for me to come upon a white cloud, to Israel that has longed for me to appear once again, and to all mankind who persecute me, so that all will know that I have long ago taken away my glory and brought it to the east, so that it is no longer in Judea, for the last days have already come. Throughout the universe, I am doing my work, and in the east, Thunderous crashes issue forth endlessly, shaking all denominations and sects. It is my voice that has led all men into the present. I shall cause all men to be conquered by my voice, to fall into this stream, and submit before me. For I have long since reclaimed my glory from all the earth, and issued it forth anew in the east. Who does not long to see my glory? Who does not anxiously await my return? Who does not thirst for my reappearance? Who does not pine for my loveliness? Who would not come to the light? Who would not look upon the richness of Canaan? Who does not long for the return of the Redeemer? Who does not adore the great Almighty? My voice shall spread throughout the earth. I wish, facing my chosen people, to speak more words to them. Like the mighty thunders that shake the mountains and rivers, I speak my words to the whole universe and to mankind. Hence, the words in my mouth have become man's treasure, and all men cherish my words. The lightning flashes from the east all the way to the west. My words are such that man is loath to give them up, and at the same time finds them unfathomable, but rejoices in them all the more. Like a newborn infant, all men are glad and joyful, celebrating my coming. By means of my voice, I shall bring all men before me. Thenceforth, I shall formally enter into the race of men, so that they will come to worship me. With the glory that I radiate and the words in my mouth, I shall make it such that all men come before me and see that the lightning flashes from the east, and that I have also descended unto the Mount of Olives of the east. They will see that I have already long been on earth, no longer as the Son of the Jews, but as the lightning of the east. For I have long since been resurrected, and have departed from mankind's midst, and then reappeared with glory among men. I am he who was worshipped countless ages before now, and I am also the infant forsaken by the Israelites countless ages before now. Moreover, I am the all-glorious, almighty God of the present age. Let all come before my throne and see my glorious countenance, hear my voice, and look upon my deeds. This is the entirety of my will. It is the end and the climax of my plan, as well as the purpose of my management. Let every nation worship me, every tongue acknowledge me, every man repose his faith in me, and every people be subject unto me.